Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Today we tell you about a program that Americans have been hearing on radio since 1925.
She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball." To my right is Oswald.
The Grand Ole Opry is celebrating its 80th anniversary on the radio this year. Americans have heard this program longer than any other radio show. The Grand Ole Opry broadcasts country music live on Friday and Saturday nights from Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is famous as America's country music capital. The Opry has aired more than 4,100 shows. The Saturday night show still comes from the medium wave station, WSM, that began broadcasting it. But now, 2 million people each week listen to the program on satellite radio, cable television, and the Internet, as well as WSM.
The first programs were broadcast from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Many years later, shows came from the program's own Grand Ole Opry Theater. Some current listeners are the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the first listeners.
At first, the show was called the WSM Barn Dance. A newspaper writer, George Hay, established the program and was its first director. Hay later changed the name to the Grand Ole Opry. The new name was meant to show that the program was a kind of country opera. The earliest days of the Opry presented hillbilly music played by local musicians. Hay hired 80-year-old Uncle Jimmy Thompson to play this folk music of the American South on his fiddle or violin. People loved the show.
Presenting the Grand Ole Opry. Let her go, boys.
People kept listening to the Grand Ole Opry through the Jazz Age in the 1920s. Then came the Great Economic Depression of 1929 and the 1930s. People still kept listening to the Grand Ole Opry. They also listened as the darkness of World War II fell on the world. By the 1940s, the Grand Ole Opry had become the most important country music radio show in America. Comedian Minnie Pearl made people laugh. And Roy Acuff was perhaps the most popular Opry artist of that time. Here are Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys with Wabash Cannonball.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Belt by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall." She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. To my right is...
Rock star Elvis Presley sang on the Grand Ole Opry. In 1954, he performed his own version of a song by Bill Monroe, who was present. The show's historian says Elvis was nervous about the reaction, but Bill Monroe told him he liked it. Yet Elvis never came back. Johnny Cash started on the program during the 1950s. Cash met his future wife, June Carter, at the Grand Ole Opry. Singer Patsy Cline joined the show in 1960. Here is Patsy Cline with Walkin' After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway, well, that's just my way. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be.
As the years passed, more great stars appeared on the Grand Ole Opry. Ceremonies were held in 1974 for its new performance center. The Grand Ole Opry House Theater opened on the edge of Nashville. President Richard Nixon played God Bless America on the piano at the event. The new center gave many entertainers a chance to develop their fame. They included people like John Conley, Laurie Morgan, the Gatlins, Ronnie Millsap, and Barbara Mandrell. Here John Conley sings Rose Colored Glasses.
I don't know why I keep on believing you need me when you've proved so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show
Grand Ole Opry of today takes place much as it did 80 years ago. Performers march across the stage. They sing and play a song or two. Then they leave, and the next performers play. At least 30 entertainers usually appear in a single show. Some of the most famous stars of country music appear at the Grand Ole Opry. People like Marty Stewart, Tim McGraw, and Martina McBride. Listen as Martina McBride sings Wrong Again.
From the day we met, you made me forget all my fears. Knew just what to say, and you kissed away.
Other members or guests of the Grand Ole Opry include famous names like Alan Jackson, Charlie Pride, Ricky Skaggs, Dolly Parton, Brad Paisley, and Shelley Wright. The list goes on. Here are Brad Paisley and Shelley Wright with a song about the life of a married traveling singer. The song is called Hard to Be a Husband, Hard to Be a Wife.
And I've got all the friends I need on that front row.
And I've got all the friends I need on that back row. And we can't see those folks unless we're never home.
And that makes it hard to be a wife.
And hard to be a husband.
And that makes it hard to be a wife.
The Grand Ole Opry has been celebrating its 80th year with a number of special events. Diamond Rio, Ralph Stanley, and Travis Tritt performed during a long celebration weekend earlier in October. Garth Brooks appeared, although he is retired from performing. Listen now as Diamond Rio performs Meet in the Middle.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
The Grand Ole Opry will present a special show at Carnegie Hall on November 14th. Opry members set to take part in that performance and celebration include Bill Anderson, Vince Gill, Brad Paisley, and Alison Krauss and her group Union Station. We sign off now with Alison Krauss and Union Station as they present a Grand Ole Opry favorite, Oh, Atlanta.
Same old place, same old city. What can I do? I'm falling in love. I'm just an old hound dog roaming around alone. I've got all this and heaven above.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson. Katie Weaver was our producer. Our studio engineer was Kelvin Fowler. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Our programs can be found on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. Please join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.